Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. My name is Jean Seltman, and my credit card has been compromised. Your company has taken $49.73, I think, out of my debit card that I didn't authorize. And I was just wondering how I can go about getting my money back.
Okay, ma'am, what's your zip code?
80521.
And what's your name again?
Jean Seltman.
Okay, and will you verify the shipping address?
1700 LaPorte Avenue, Lot 32, Fort Collins, Colorado, 80521.
Okay, ma'am, and it looks like you're seeing that charge of $49.89 due to a contest entry. Looks like you entered into a giveaway to win a prize, and you entered the giveaway by subscribing to this monthly meal plan app. And
no, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. The app focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings, and it includes like recipe guides and meal plans and show you how to feel better and eat better.
Okay, I didn't do that. That was not me.
Okay. Well, could there be anyone in your household who could have done that without your knowledge?
No, I keep my cards very secure.
Okay.
Well, so I don't know how this has happened, but I'd like to have my money back if I could, please.
Okay, ma'am. Oh, just one moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, what I would have to do is I can go ahead and cancel it out, but I would have to get you transferred over to our fraud department so they can start an investigation to see who is using your card without your authorization.
Okay.
All right, hold just a moment.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Before I transfer you, I do have to inform you that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who has been using your card without your knowledge. So before I transfer you over, I just want to make sure that you do not recall making this the charge of $49.89.
No, ma'am. I did not do that.
Okay. Hold just a moment, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.